Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, listen, so I want to make a quick video on how I want to talk about the last time I was manipulated by a woman. This was a couple of years ago before I had my channel, all that, so, you know. So, there was this girl who hollered wolf way too many times. Well, I won't go into too many details, but basically, she, I broke it off with her because I was spending all this money on her, you know, wanting to be the nice guy and me wanting to be friends with her and wanting to go out, all that type of stuff. Well, she said I was weird for that, but she wanted my money. Okay. So I cut her off. Well, just so happens that someone that she knew or someone that she was dating or whatever assaulted her. Uh-huh, yeah, sure. So, she came to me the next day saying, hey, this person assaulted me. So I said, why are you talking to me about it? You should call the cops. She said, no, I'm not going to do that. So you mean to tell me that someone does something illegal to you that violates you and you're not going to call the authorities? That right there is manipulation. I'm going to tell you another story. So, there was this one girl that I knew, single mother. And she ended up basically saying that the person that she was, the person that she, this is very confusing, the person that she ended up being proposed to set her up to be assaulted by her, by his best friend that was obsessed with her, who's a rapper, just to get his license back from him so that he can get a job. Makes no sense. And yeah, it's weird. I can't even rephrase that sentence. It's weird. And I'm like, why didn't you call the cops? She said, no, I didn't want to. So, once again, so we're saying, so you're saying that someone assaulted you, R-word you, and you're not going to do nothing about it because you want your fiance to get his license back to get a job? That makes no sense. I'm gonna tell you another story. This is weird, but this happened like right before I made my channel. There was this one girl that needed my help with something. Was transportation. I'm like, why don't you get a bus pass? And she's like, oh, well, you're just more comfortable. And I'm like, no, I got things I have to do. I have a job. I do Uber on the side. I do pizza delivery. I do too much. I can't just drop everything and pick you up and you not give me any money. Like, you're not giving me anything. I'm losing gas, wear and tear on my car. And she says, well, I like you. And I was, okay, so when are we going to, like, date? She says, oh, well, I don't want to date. I just see you as a friend. Okay. So I stopped talking to her for, like, 6 weeks. And she's, like, in the dumps. Her life falls apart. As soon as I just cut her off, her life falls apart in a very severe way. She's almost homeless at this point. And basically, what happens, she ends up saying, oh, well, this guy is stalking me and stuff. This is a while ago. This is years ago. So I'm like, okay, call the cops. She won't do that. And it's just like, see, so, so you mean to tell me someone knows where you live, is parking at your house at 1 o'clock in the morning, choking you out, and you won't call the cops, you won't record nothing, you won't say anything, you won't complain nothing, and then the first person you say is you talk to about it is me? That's what I'm talking about. So, I have dealt with crazy girls since like 18 who are broken, who need real mental health. I'm talking a real diagnostic, and they need medication, and they're not on medication, and they're running rampant and they can't function good. I've dealt with crazy girls my whole life. I have yet to see a stable girl in my life. There's always something wrong with them. It's sad. It's sad and it's scary. And now that I'll be 36 in 3 days, 3.5 days, I don't need this crap. I'm tired. I got two jobs now. I'm working two jobs. I'm saving up for a house. I'm learning computer skills. I don't need this crap. So I just wrote everyone off. I don't care. I don't help people. I don't give people money. The only people I help out is my parents. That's it. But other than that, as for really going, as for really, really, really helping people, giving people, you know, 70, 80 bucks, can you go pay me, you'll be big, right? Them days are over. So, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. All right, bye, guys.